For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ken's looking for some ways to save some energy dollars by installing a pellet stove. How can we help?
My question is, I have a 1,800 square foot home, but I'm thinking of adding a pellet stove. It's split level, and I would put the pellet stove in the bottom level. Is this going to help me really in terms of heating fuel costs, because your house is currently being heated by oil?
You know, oil heat's going to be the most expensive this year. The Energy Information Administration has got oil costs upwards of about 23% higher.
Ooh, that's
and so
big.
It's never been a better time to think about ways to cut back on that. Pellet stoves are very clean today. They burn super clean. There are stoves that are Energy Star rated that are available. The best installation on those is in a fairly open area so that you have good circulation of air. But I think it's a great opportunity to consider putting in a pellet stove or even a high-efficiency wood stove, mm-hmm. now sort of better, more than ever, because of the cost of energy. So I'd say give it a shot.
I think it's really important also, Ken, depending on the type of pellet stove that you choose, really pay attention to the installation directions that come along with it. You know, if you've got a freestanding one, you want those in a large open area, a fireplace insert, obviously, into your fireplace. There are also models that go in a corner of a room or on a blank wall. So pay attention to how your manufacturer recommends it. It's a great addition, and it's really going to cut your costs.
Are there restrictions as to where they can be placed?
Yes, and because of the heat that it gives out, there has to be certain distance of clearance to combustible, so many inches between the stove and anything that can burn. But there are ways around that. For example, there's a way to put a heat shield behind it that would allow you to have it closer to the wall than having it farther away without the heat shield. I know, for example, with a wood stove, the heat shield can get that wood stove as close as about 12 inches to the wall. But if you didn't have the heat shield, it'd have to be about 3 feet from the wall. So there are ways to work around it. The installation is really where most of the mistakes are made. That's why it's really a good idea to work with a pro on getting this purchased and installed properly in your house.
Well, thank you, guys. I love your show, and keep up the good work.
You're welcome, Ken. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.